Sunday, July 10th. We are off today by train to Zhengzhou, thanks entirely to the kind intervention of Mr. Chu. We had originally been scheduled to fly from Beijing to Zhengzhou, but when Mr. Chu heard of this plan, he asked why we would choose to bounce around uncomfortably in a propeller plane when we could relax on the train instead. Here Mr. Chu leaves us, and from now on we will be accompanied by Mr. Zhang, a young man in his 30s who will go with us for the remainder of the journey. There was a fan in the compartment, and as soon as we got started, a beautifully cool breeze blew in the window. I stationed myself at the window by the little table with a handy atlas of China that Mr. Zhang had bought for me at the station, open to the map of Hebei province. The city of Beijing is so vast in area, it was quite a while before we passed beyond its limits. Then I discovered from my map that we were just about to cross the Yi River. The Yi River, the very spot where in 227 BC Jing Ke took leave of Crown Prince Don of the state of Yan and set off west for the state of Qin. According to Jing Ke's biography, in the Biographies of the Assassin Retainers chapter of the Shiji, a chapter I had translated many years ago, Prince Don of Yan, a state with its capital at the site of present-day Beijing,